This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
How can you not be romantic about baseball? It is Diamond Cavs here on 105.3 The Fan. Is Bruce Bochy mismanaging Jack Leiter, or is he doing the right thing by trying to force him to learn how to pitch? Now, Jack was on MLB Network last night.
Well.
Or yesterday with DeRosa. And they had a graphic up about the lowest batting average against in Major League Baseball. There's three Rangers on the top. It's Mally and Eovaldi and Jack Leiter right up there. And then Rodon, who the Rangers will be facing later on the series, is the number one guy. Max Fried's the other one on there. So you've got five pitchers in the series who are among the seven lowest batting average against allowed as pitchers.
Now, Jack Leiter's also walked a ton of people.
Yes.
So that's also, he's still allowed a ton of base runners.
See, that's why the stat is, it's very specific. It's just batting average against. So it's obviously just on balls that are put.
Screw you, Jared. Goodbye.
Well, non-walk. So official plate appearances. So Jack was amazing in the first seven innings on Sunday. And then you get to the eighth and he loses a little bit, right? Couple of singles. And then they pull him. And then bam, there's a home run. So I went and looked at his splits. We were talking about this yesterday, and this was the question that was rejected with great prejudice from Jared Sandler.
Well, he asked it on his own TV show.
Absolutely. About when I asked him, I was, you know, any questions about sending Jack out third time through the order?
Yeah.
Because first time through the order this year.
And he said, like, Nadell and other people were, like, looking at him like it was a stupid topic. When, correct me if I'm wrong, don't the L.A. Dodgers and other teams live by this?
This was a criticism
and question of Dave Roberts of, I don't give a crap what you're doing.
Kevin Cash, too.
You could throw a perfect game, but you're not going to face them the third time through.
I mean,
that's not cool, guys.
You mentioned Kevin Cash. He did it with Blake Snell in the World Series. Roundly criticized. Blake Snell as a whole. I mean, he won a Cy. I've never seen somebody win a Cy Young by never pitching beyond the sixth inning before in my life. But go look at his year. Tell me how many times, I guess this was his Giants year, so 23. Tell me how many times Blake Snell pitched outside the third, the sixth inning. Pitched beyond it. And I'll wait. So, here's Jack Leiter this year. First time through the order. Hitters are hitting 148 against him. They have a 24 OPS plus. I'm going to say that again. They have a 24 OPS plus. Now, what is that? On-base plus slugging plus, whatever the plus is. But league average is 100. So he is 76% better than league average the first time through the order.
Wow.
He has a 418 OPS. Hitters have a 418 OPS. Second time through, a 167 batting average he allows. A 47 OPS plus. That means he's 53% better than league average. And a 515 OPS he allows. Tremendous. So again, 148 average, 167 average. Third time through, 333 batting average. a 185 OPS plus, which means he's 85% worse than league average. He's allowing an OPS of 1,083. That's incredibly high. He's allowing an on-base percentage his third time through that's as high as the on-base plus slugging he's allowing in the first inning. I mean, it's not even close, but we continue to throw him out there. Now, are they doing it to train him
right,
and to teach him at Nolan? Nolan was huge on this when he came here. We are going to learn how to pitch. We're not going to be rock throwers. We're going to be pitchers.
Yeah.
And you're going to learn to go deep in games or you're not going to be here. That was Nolan's big thing. And we've seen a transition here with this team. Chris Young comes in. What does he do? No more Woodwards. You know, Banny was not a career manager who'd been around forever. There was a heavy hand for the general manager. Chris Young comes in and is like, I'm hiring the oldest guy I could find. That's Bochy. Okay, I'm hiring old school. Then you bring in Brett Boone.
Yeah.
What's Brett Boone saying that he's going to do? Hey, guys, stop thinking about three things. We're going to do instead of doing three things per hitter, we're going to do three things for the team. Team at-bats, let's be aggressive. With two strikes, your strike zone with no on a 0-0 count is the size of your baseball cap. And then with a one strike, it expands. And then on two strikes, it's like, it's much bigger. And you don't swing from your colon with two strikes on. You have a more defensive swing. And that's what Brett Boone is trying to preach.
We need to ask Boone this tomorrow at 9:20, how much more comfortable he felt facing a guy a third time. Would he 8-9 times out of 10 prefer to see him a third time or a brand new pitcher?
I would say he would. Now, I guess if it's a guy that he hits well.
Right.
Or just an average, right? The guys you hit well, you want to see him all the time. Guys you don't hit well, you never want to see him. But, you know, third time through the order, and this is another reason why the third time through the order is so big. You're also you're basically as a pitcher on reserves by the time you've reached him the third time through. By the time you get to the sixth, seventh inning, you're wearing down. You know, you just are. So you probably have an easier chance, not only because you've seen every pitch in their arsenal, but you also are getting them, you know, at a little bit more tired. But
so what's your answer to it? What would y'all do?
Look, if they're trying to train him, then keep doing what they're doing. If they're not trying to train him, then I think that it's pretty clear now because here's his starts.
What are you trying to train, though? Like, how often? These guys don't go 7-8 anymore.
No, they don't. You're trying to.
Am I trying to train you for something that is no longer a part of the sport?
Because they're trying to make it a part of the sport again. At least the Rangers are.
Yeah.
They're basically saying, if you're going to pitch here, we're not burning our bullpen every day.
Yeah. You think they're trying to change that pitching mentality as much as they're trying to go back old school with the offense?
I don't know. I mean, Eovaldi, DeGrom, they you can go deep into games with those guys. They're workhorses. I think what they're trying to do is they're like, Jack, you know, this is the way we need to. You're young enough where we can still mold you. Yeah. You know, you can't mold Blake Snell at this point.
Yeah, to me, I look at it and I just say, yeah, if you have so much trouble just impossibly getting past the third time through the lineup, then yeah, you should be in the bullpen.
Versus Seattle, he was down 1-0 in the fifth.
But isn't that the sport?
No, the sport generally, teams will try to protect pitchers from going through it. If you are as bad as Leiter is, like a lot of times that's a preference or a style or a way that they want to do things. If you just like can't even be counted on to do it, no matter how good or bad the bullpen is, that you're just always bad third time through the lineup, that's not the sport at that point. That's just you're not good enough.
Here's the samples. Seattle. Again,
DeGrom has gone. What do we need to see this? Are we
DeGrom
are we saying past the seventh?
Past the sixth.
Eovaldi got to the third time through the lineup last year at 18 out of 29 starts.
Okay. DeGrom this year has been in the seventh, six innings, and then eight innings against Houston. Every other time is five innings.
Yeah.
Now, I know there's arm protection.
Especially early on in the year, you're going to protect the guys.
To me, it's like, okay,
more.
You give me five or six innings, you can still be in my starting rotation, even though I'm not counting on you the third time through. I'm just conditioned to believe that's what a starting pitcher does now.
Now, it is what they do now, yeah. And I think, you know, I don't know if they're trying to change the game, but maybe they're at least trying to say, hey, look, you know, this is an emphasis that we've got to do. Because if you go, and granted, the samples are pretty small for Jack third time through, but Seattle, he was down one zip in the fifth. The nine hole led off with a double, and then you go to the third time through. It's J.P. Crawford, deep fly, you get a walk, you get a single, you get a grand slam, all of a sudden the game is different. Boston, he's down 2-0. Devers is up for the third time, single in an RBI. They bring him out for the next inning. He walks Story, he gets pulled, Story eventually scores. Colorado, he was fine. Colorado stinks. It's like facing Arkansas when you're Vanderbilt.
DeGrom, by the way, he's gotten into the third time through the lineup 6 times in 9 starts.
And Max Fried has been in the eighth one time this year, having a lights out season.
Yeah, and I think he was
he's hurt. Completed 7 innings 3 times, and then that one time in the eighth.
Yeah, so 7 innings would be 3 times through for somebody, maybe not the entire lineup, but for somebody. But you know, against Houston, it was up 3-0. Third time through, Diaz breaks up the no-no. I thought he did a really nice job on getting the strikeout the next at-bat. But then single, gets pulled, then a bomb. I don't think it's a crazy question to ask. But I do think that I wonder if they're trying to do this on purpose or not.
Evaldi's gotten in all but one start. He's gotten through up to, like, not gotten all the way through the third time, but he's at least entered into the third time. In fact, Evaldi pretty consistently, it looks like, gets pulled around the middle of the order the third time through.
The rain, chopping it up. What is this? Diamond Cavs. 105.3 The Fan. The Rangers should absolutely take
absolutely
fall apart. Here.
Take 2 of 3 from the Yankees.
Like
this
an ad
week.
Read of mine.
our entire show yesterday, all of us.
So the Yankees are going to throw Will Warren tonight in Game One. He's been okay at best, 4.6 ERA. That's like 6 innings, 3 runs, right? They call it a quality start. That's not a quality start. That's what he is. You can do worse as a fifth starter. Last 17 innings, he's allowed 6 runs. It's pretty good. He strikes out a lot of guys, 24 that span. So they've got Will Warren. But then Wednesday, it's DeGrom against Ryan Yarbrough. Ryan Yarbrough is a guy they picked up because of all the injuries. They got, you know, they had Lewis Heel hurt and Garrett Cole hurt and Marcus Stroman hurt. So they're like, oh, we got to find somebody. So they picked up Ryan Yarbrough. Clark Schmidt threw Saturday. Max Fried threw on Sunday. So they're missing Fried. It's a good thing to miss.
Top ERA in baseball.
And they're going to get Rodon in against Eovaldi. If the Rangers win tonight, they're going to go for the sweep on Thursday. Because DeGrom's not losing to Ryan Yarbrough. It's just not going to happen. And if you get tonight's game.
Are we going to score?
What's that?
You going to score enough?
What, the Rangers?
Yeah.
I would think so. I would think so. You could. The way this team has hit the ball
Booney,
the other way.
They will.
The way this, what's that?
With Booney, they will.
That's right. The way this team has hit the ball the other way, they're going to pepper that right field because they've done a nice job. Young's going to hit 2 home runs in the right field seats this week. But if they get tonight's game is the big one, because if you get tonight and it's Corbin. All right, so Corbin, I don't know if he pitches to contact, that could be dangerous in that ballpark with that lineup. But for the most part, if you get tonight, you're going to be going for the sweep on Thursday because DeGrom has got no. I mean, he's not losing to Ryan Yarbrough, period. And then you got a really nasty pitching matchup on Thursday when you've got Eovaldi and Rodon. That's going to be fun.
Patrick Corbin has not allowed more than 3 runs this year.
It's crazy.
Are you kidding me? 19 innings. He's allowed 14 earned runs. It's a 3.35 ERA. The whip is a 1.30, and he's 3-2. Awesome pickup.
Awesome pickup.
By the way, he has never lost a start in New Yankee Stadium. 3.32 ERA for his career.
Interesting.
Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers with Ralph James Choppy. 5:30 pregame, first pitch, 6 o'clock in the Bronx, which Juan Soto very happy to leave. All right, we all have our fun with Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson, the girlfriend stuff. I'm going to give you some actual pure Bill Belichick football advice if you want your quarterback. I don't care what level he's on. Your quarterback advice from the greatest of all time, at least before the 24-year-old. That's next in the Red Zone with Sean and RJ on The Fan.
How many people want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
Yeah!
If you love football, 920 is your guaranteed spot for it, except for when Brett Boone is on tomorrow on the home of the Rangers with Sean and RJ. Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece is coming up at 940. So Bill Belichick is good for North Carolina business. They have sold out of their allotment of 20,000 season tickets, despite a 25% increase in season ticket costs. So that's the Bill Belichick effect taking place at UNC. And then I guess he's got like the buyout number that drops down to $1 million coming up here very, very soon.
Yeah, June 1st, I think, is the date. Keenan Stadium holds 50,000. That's it. For a major college, it's on the smaller end, smaller end.
So Belichick did explain to the Pivot why Jordan Hudson was on like the North Carolina emails. He said at the time there was no one in the program to help him for like interview requests or like autograph or appearances.
There was no SID. The University of North Carolina doesn't have an SID, a football SID.
That's what he said. He said, hey, when the personal requests were coming in, there was no one to do it. So he passed along to Jordan to handle it.
Give me a break. Bill, make something believable. You don't have an SI. You don't have an. You don't have PR.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
The Hubers, North Carolina, the biggest basketball program, arguably, in the country.
They didn't have one for their football
team. So Mack Brown, who was at Texas for 2 decades, didn't come to North Carolina for the last 5 years and say, you know, you might want to get this. Butch Davis didn't get one of these. What are we doing?
But I did want to take something from Belichick's football tour talking about his book because if he is the greatest coach of all time, he should have some valuable things to say about the sport. Again, when he's in these environments, he's good. When he's with McAfee, when he's sitting down with Ryan Clark, when he's on the couch and he's not all buttoned up and he looks like he's got some up his rear end and he's not trying to be a jackass and he's just loosey-goosey talking. Like, if he sat down with Peyton and Eli, he'd probably be pretty good. So I wanted to take some quarterback tips when he was talking about the greatness of Tom Brady. Here's Belichick really simplifying what Tom's greatness started with.
As a quarterback, we all know the worst situation you can be in is long yardage. And so as long as the ball moves forward, you stay out of long yardage. And Tom did such a great job of not allowing negative plays to happen to our offense. No pre-snap penalties, no sacks. If the run didn't look good, he would check it to the other side or throw a quick look, you know, look pass to one of the receivers. But he kept us out of negative plays and kept us out of long yardage. So second and 10, the worst we were going to face is, you know, third and 10. But usually second and 10 became third and 5, and then he got a chance to pick it up. And so he didn't have the negative plays. No sacks, no turnovers, no interceptions, no strip sacks, no negative runs, no pre-snap penalties, and minimal long yardage situations. So that was number one, great.
So that's first thing, negative plays.
Yeah, and that's something that on the surface, I think, it sounds to a lot of people...
Obvious.
Obvious, and also just sounds like conservative. Like, oh, you're just trying not to get hurt. Like, your whole offensive goal is just like, let's not lose yards. Like, you should be aggressive. You should be going after it. But in reality, like, how often do we talk about, like, team that loses the penalty battle usually loses. The team that loses the turnover battle usually loses. It's because the margins are so thin on things like that.
And then steps 2 and 3 that Bill said led to Tom's greatness.
As I've told Tom many times, Tom, we can't gain any yards until you get rid of the ball, until he hands it to you or throws it to Randy or throws it to Julian. We can't gain any yards. You can't gain any yards. Give the ball to somebody else who can. And he did a great job of that. And Tom really understood how Randy could be productive, how Kevin Falk could be productive, how James White could be productive, how Rob could be productive, how Julian could be productive, how what the skills were of those guys, how to use those guys, you know, almost like a point guard. And then, of course, he made, you know, great decisions under pressure and had a tremendous ability to see the field and understand situational football and make quick decisions under pressure. To me, those are the things that made Tom, he did a lot of things great. Those are the things that made him truly elite.
So number two there, RJ, is what you're always talking about with sacks being a quarterback statistic. Get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Every year, we're looking at that category. What are you smiling at?
I'm thinking to myself, Bill, it would have been nice if you would have told Tom these things while you were coaching him.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you did a great job Tom, instead of just, you suck, dude.
Was it Sean Payton who talked about this last year, about the sacks of the quarterback?
Sean Payton has long thought that, yeah, sacks are a quarterback stat.
And that's kind of, I think the analytics group has kind of tried to push this narrative that sacks aren't an O-line thing, they're a quarterback thing, because
you don't help the quarterback, but yeah, ultimately it's on them to get rid of it.
Yeah, you gotta get rid of the ball. Like, you are avoiding sacks.
Do you think if I took the top five or the five best get rid of it teams, that they would be playoff teams or more successful ones?
I think the game has changed now because of the mobile quarterback, where
Have the ball longer.
They might have the ball longer now. But if you were to go back and you were to look at the previous era, when you get into the Mannings and the Bradys and the Bens, you know, like, that may have been different. Ben held the ball a lot, right? But the guys who got it, got rid of it quick, they were making the right decision. The reason they were getting rid of it quick is because they were processing the defense faster.
I'll say the leaders last year, the top five in time to throw, like from snap to the time they got rid of the ball, which is obviously not perfect to think of getting rid of the ball and avoiding sacks, but from 1 to 5, it was Tua at Miami, Andy Dalton at Carolina, Cooper Rush with Dallas, Will Levis at Tennessee, and Jaden Daniels at Washington.
And those guys,
Washington was the only good one really in there.
But the other side of that is the time to throw is that backup quarterbacks generally get rid of it fast, because they're just throwing short passes because they're conservative.
Who took the longest time to throw last year? Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, and Sam Darnold. So Minnesota, Philly, and Baltimore, all good teams.
And then, Bill, wanted to give the praise. We had always heard this. You always hear this with the best player. Can your best player get criticized? Luca, I don't know. Belichick on being able to yell at Tom.
If I didn't point him out, then everybody walks out there feeling like, well, they got yelled at except for him. But when I could, you know, make points to Tom, then Tom could say, hey, fellas, look, he got after me too. He got after all of us. We got to get it going. And I learned that from Coach Knight. Coach Knight did that with Jordan in the Olympics. And he told Jordan, I'm going to be on you. I'm going to be on you hard, especially on defense, because I know you can take it. Jordan says, bring it on. I just want everybody else to play better. Bring it on. Because if you're yelling at Michael Jordan,
you're like,
everybody else got to come go. You know? And so a lot of times I would tell Tom, hey, Tom, it could get a little rough in there today. Just want to let you know. He goes, well, make sure you include me because I need to be part of it. Don't worry, I'll include you, Tom. Don't worry about that.
See, I enjoy him when he's in this setting, you know, when I can get some of his genius out. So there you go, kids. These are the Belichick quarterback lessons for today. Get rid of the negative plays, minimize them, get rid of the football, be coachable, you know, where the coach can yell at you as the big dog, and decisive under pressure because you have studied and you know where to go and what to do.
Sounds like it had the opposite effect the longer it went along, though. Because the later era Patriots teams, the way they gave feedback to the way Belichick treated him, their thought was not, well, if Tom can get it, any of us can. Their thought was like, out of all the people you're picking on him? Like, the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And well, so it's almost like a mentality shifted, which makes you wonder, okay, are you prepared to also handle the newer school players at North Carolina?
Right. Yeah, because that did last 20 years in Foxborough. Right. Also, when people are like, oh, it got stale. Things don't go 20 years like that with those types of runs. But now, today, what is he going to be like with these younger kids? Red Zone here on 105.3.
Trying to keep him away from Jordan Hudson is what he's going to be doing.
Oh, boy.
All right, will they finish inside or outside the top 25?
Outside.
Ralph?
They will...
Do we know what type of quarterback they have, by the way? This is Cam Newton's point. He's like, we're not even talking about the quarterback at North Carolina. We're talking about the girlfriend. And Bill's number one thing was eliminate and don't be a distraction.
Yeah, I think they finish inside it.
Ooh.
It's Max Johnson, Brad Johnson's kid.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. All right. LSU, Texas A&M quarterback.
All right, RJ Choppy says San Francisco. Yesterday, Bobby defended the 49ers. And Choppy says they're going all in on age.
On age. They just gave Fred Warner a three-year extension. That's not a bad deal. 3 years, $63 million.
He's one of my all-time favorite players. I hate how much I love Fred Warner.
He's awesome.
But remember, they just gave George Kittle, who's like 50, a deal. A major deal. It made him the highest paid tight end. Now, Warner, who's 28, while he is great. So, it's an extension.
And did Trent get paid yet? They gave Trent the end of last year, maybe?
They gave him like an adjustment, I think. I don't think they extended him.
All right.
So, they don't rip up the previous deal, right? They wait for that thing to expire, then they add this on to the end?
It just depends on what the structure. They can do either. But like they can either rip up the deal or they can just tack it on.
So, the way I'm reading this is that he will now be a unrestricted free agent in 2030 at the age of 34.
Talking about Fred?
Fred. So, by the time this thing even starts...
I was hoping he was older.
He's if Sean Lee had stayed healthy. That's Fred Warner.
He's smart. This thing doesn't even start until 2027 when he's 31. He'll be 31 at the start of this deal. They had to do this deal because his cap hit was $30 million this year almost. It was like 29.2 million. But they're definitely going all in, man. They're obviously on age because this is an old player. You're going to be paying a 31, 32, 33-year-old an average of $21 million a year.
Yeah, Greg Rosenthal was tweeting about them yesterday. He was like, the 49ers are in a really weird spot. They're retooling while also have five guys on Hall of Fame track and another two on big deals. Like, they're kind of trying to, like...
And McCaffrey's 28.
It's like, you remember when the Mavericks hit that point after their title where Cuban was trying to hold on to pieces while also trying to, like, rebuild around Dirk and stuff? And it was weird. Like, that's a little bit where San Francisco is.
And the total guarantee in the $63 million is $56 million. So it's not like it's a $60 million deal with $40 million guaranteed where it's just a two-year deal. I mean, this is a full three-year deal, pretty much.
Which he's stayed healthy. He hasn't missed a bunch of games. He's still playing at a high level.
He has. And, you know, I mean, 33 years old, that's not ancient. I mean, there's been plenty of 33-year-old linebackers and defensive players in general. Maybe not corners, but there's plenty of 33-year-old players that still play well on the defensive side. It's just, you know, like Bobby said, they are in a weird spot. Like, they've got some youth, but they've got a lot of age too. And you mentioned McCaffrey. I mean, how many more years does he have as a major impact player? Running backs at 28, they don't last.
So a lot of people are selling San Fran right now at this point in the offseason. Are you buying, selling, or holding? I feel like I'm holding.
Holding.
There's something I can't get over in my brain, the ass kickings that they gave the Cowboys so much. I can't sell them. There's just this, there's this stigma. There's just this presence I can't sell on.
I'd have to see their... I don't remember what their win total is. But, I mean, I can't imagine... I would be like, hey, I can't wait to bet the over. Now, if it's at 6.5, 7.5, I'd be like, all right, I'll take the over maybe. But if it's at 9.5, I'm like, ooh, I don't know about that.
I'll hold. If hold wasn't an option, if it was just like I either had to buy or sell, I'd sell.
Okay, well, who's your favorite in the West?
Rams.
I don't know.
You said that with a hesitation.
I kind of like what Jonathan Gannon's doing with Arizona. Like, I wouldn't shut them down.
There's no team I don't feel like you can confidently say they're going to win the... I mean, no, you just confidently said it, but I would never say it about Arizona. I wouldn't say it about Seattle.
I would still, by default,
go with San Fran.
Yeah,
Puka and Devontae with Stafford.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Sounds
like it could be pretty salty.
I'd probably default to the Rams right now, but I wouldn't be stunned if any one of those four teams won the division this year.
All right, there it is. Little Red Zone, your football fix every day at 9:20 on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Let's ask the rest of Reddit and see what everyone watched on TV, and was it the most dead sports night of the year so far? Well, that's the KNC Masterpiece with Crosstalk next.
That is incredible. Becker sees the double, shoots over it, still gets it.
The only thing
we lost
on television last night, Wings TV, as Dallas falls to 0-2. Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Was that the most dead sports night of the year? Or that you can remember in the last month or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, I could see that because obviously NBA and NHL pick back up tonight.
I mean, I was locked in on that game last night. It was
Wings?
Yeah, it was. I turned it on and that was basketball at its
What did you think of that controversial foul call?
No. I got it.
I want to hear Bobby's question after what I said.
I just want to know what you thought of that foul call in the fourth quarter.
The one that took 10 minutes for them to figure it out, or that was the second quarter. That was the second quarter.
No, that's not
you
what
you could
I'm
have
talking
said
about.
Any quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, when I flipped it on...
He doesn't know. You could have just said something. He didn't
watch it. When I flipped it on, the referees were standing at the table going through the review process. And I was like, all right, well, they'll start playing here in a minute. And then like 10 minutes later, they were still standing there talking. And I was like, why is this taking so long?
Because women can't agree on anything.
I'll tell you this. Nice. You know, watching this game, the whole thing, start to finish.
Did you really?
No, I'm watching it right now.
we have been watching it here in the break.
I am... The Seattle never needs to get another team because those are the most hideous color combinations.
It's like the Sonics.
Exactly. That's why they
and
left.
The Oregon Ducks.
They were awful.
Did you think the Sonics uniforms back in the day were
awful? Yeah, I wasn't a fan. I just they looked horrible. I hated the Sean Kemp, Gary Payton Sonics anyway.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because I was rooting for the Bulls.
Okay.
You know,
no one hated Sean Kemp.
Yeah, that was the team I played. That was the team I always was.
He might have been one of our dads.
Yeah, that's possible.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, I see your point, but no.
I always use them in NBA Jam, them and the Pacers, because Reggie Miller could knock down threes. It was great.
Who do you think has more kids between Tyreek?
Cromartie.
What's that?
Cromartie.
Think Cannon.
Nick Cannon. I think Nick's the one.
Nick's winning that one.
Or Sean Kemp.
Probably Nick Cannon. Isn't he up to like 11 or 12?
He's got a bunch.
And he said, I'm not stopping, right?
No, he said he can't stop, won't stop. He gave an interview recently where he said a vasectomy may be responsible, but he's not done and said he's not going to stop. I wish I had his kind of bravery.
Do you guys know the breakdown of like the women count as well? Is it like 11 kids with
like
one
if he had
lady
four daughters,
or 11 kids with like 10
I feel bad.
Ladies?
I feel bad for his kids. Like, how do you like?
He's going to come rich.
They're going to be rich, but they got to take a number just to get a meeting with him.
The record for most children is Fyodor and Valentina Vasilyev, a Russian couple who said they had 69 kids. Nice.
What?
And they had
a number you used, David.
Yep. Thank you. 16 sets of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets. And he also had 16 more kids. He had a total of 18 more kids. He had 87 kids total.
So we're not including like these doctors, these fertility doctors that have gotten in trouble for using their own, and they have like 400 children now.
I'm that baby's daddy.
What else did you watch last night? Mark that, Peyton.
I saw Sinners.
Oh, you did?
In the theaters.
Was it good?
It was excellent.
Was it an AMC?
Your stock. No, I'm sorry. It was at Alamo Draft House.
Screw you. Corey, what's coming up?
I didn't do it. I was like, I would go there, but stupid Sean's going to get my money.
Yeah. We got Jared hopping on with us at 11 today. We'll talk. Get this Yankees-Rangers preview going. At noon today, is Pete DeBoer a great coach? Kevin thinks no. So we'll discuss that at noon today.
You going to tag Pete DeBoer in that take, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, why are y'all taking shots at Cynthia Freeland?
Right, We didn't take shots at Cynthia Freeland.
We're going to call her up.
We were joking, or I was. It wasn't even anybody else. It was me. I was making a joke about how unbelievable, like, every score prediction her model has is scorigami. Mm-hmm.
Like, every single one is like, the moment when you go, my model says 19 to 18.
She's like, yeah, my model says that the Cowboys will win this game 26 to 22. And it's like, no, they won't. No one scores 26 or 22. Not every score in the NFL is going to be that wonky little, just round up or down. And that's what he said. And so then Corey snitch tagged. Yeah. And he went on Twitter and he goes, Cynthia Freeland, I love you no matter what, at RJ. Choppy. I don't even know how Choppy got astray in this, but Choppy did.
And Bobby works at the same network.
Yeah,
I know.
Oh, dear.
So here's, I'll ask her to come on tomorrow and see if she wants to respond and say why she has 1-point differentials, like what her models tell her.
I mean, according to her models, she probably would think I would shoot under 80 in golf, like with how unrealistic her score projections are.
Chris Arnold, pointing out Phillip Rivers has 10 kids, so. That is
a lot.
True. So there's
we had 9.
Didn't he have 2 more though? I thought he had 12.
My
goals.
Parents. Oh yeah, had 9.
I don't know. Phillip said. I think the key was when you have that amount, they offset by playing with each other.
Also when you have millions of dollars, that makes it easier.
Yeah. By the way, your dad has 9 kids. Your mom had 9.
Yes.
Because she's dead.
Had. And now she has 1 in heaven with your dad, Chop.
Right.
Oh, my.
Right, they do.
Do you think that...
That made Aiden uncomfortable. Aiden took off sex the hat in
heaven?
Back there.
Huh?
You think we sex in heaven?
Oh, my.
We better.
Paradise, isn't it?
We better.
Or else what? You're going to go somewhere else?
Yeah. Let me out. I went out.
All right, I'll take hell.
All right, Chop.
They sex in hell, Chop. You're not going to like it.
You can have sex in hell, but none in heaven.
He's like, this bar sucks. Let's get out of here.
No, I still rather go to heaven. I still rather go to heaven because, you know, I mean, at least they have golf there.
In where?
In heaven.
That's the thing for you.
There's no such thing. You couldn't be in a perfect world without a golf course.
Oh. Yeah.
And cart girls.
In my individualized heaven, hopefully.
I love cart girls.
Yeah, Kevin would put golf in hell. Yeah. So would Bob.
He might.
One's wet and one's dry.
Yeah, maybe we can put them there.
All right, let's finish. I don't know how Ask Reddit laps. Is going to be better than this, but go ahead. Let's finish the Ask Reddit questions as we do every Tuesday.
Yeah, let's knock these out here with the KNC masterpiece as well. Guys, here you go. This is a perfect one to start off with. Kevin Hagelin, what is the elephant in the room people usually don't point out?
Ben Roethlisberger.
God. I'm going to have to think about that.
You know what I'll say? Nobody ever calls out generally the person who's just kind of being a jackass. And so, like, you need to say, like, why are you being a jackass? You will.
Yeah.
You typically will. But most people, I feel like, do not. They just let it slide if you're being rude.
Smell? Do you think the smell is always called?
Yeah, that's not.
It's not going to be with strangers.
No, we're all looking around. We're all kind of looking around going.
That's why it's the elephant in the room. We're looking, no one's saying.
Is it this room or is it, because there are no elephants in this room.
You know what?
Or is it a random room?
Oh, yeah.
Stranger room.
Just society. What does society typically call out or not call out?
I think everybody acts like every question they're a contestant on Family Feud. Like, and you're in a meeting, you're like, good question. I don't think enough people are like, put your hand down. That was a stupid question. Don't let that person ask another question.
The courtesy laugh, too. Like, yeah. Laughing at a joke that's not funny. Nobody's willing to go, like, that wasn't funny. I'm not engaging in giving you this layup. I'm not going to do it.
You just need to walk around with a Reetma button.
Okay, is that... I heard... As I got in the car, I heard y'all say, Reetma got it. Oh, is that an off-air?
Yeah, it's the...
No,
yeah.
Reetma understood the joke that... Or what we heard, the our Edmonton guest. Jason Gregor.
He was fantastic.
He was very good.
He was. Jason Gregor. What was the exact word he used? Or who's it?
He used the word rub.
Yeah, yeah. He was talking about, like, you know, yeah, you're up there on the boards and you're trying to rub one out or, like, whatever he said. That's what he said.
Like your song.
I'm quoting him. Dude, yeah, it's just like a song.
By the way, at Stars games, when they do the Otters Better thing, I feel like I'm hearing, I don't know if y'all hear it too, but I feel like I'm hearing people going, Otters Better. So just listen for that. Keep an ear out for that, because I think Tolos are really letting them have it.
I don't hear that.
All right, here's some more Ask Reddit here. You're offered money to stay awake as long as possible. For every day you stay awake, you get $10,000. What do you do to prepare, and how much money do you think you can make?
Well, I get a lot of Adderall.
I can make $20,000. I can stay up for 2 days.
Two days?
It'll be a drag, but I can't do past two.
I think
two.
I can do that.
I think there's two tricks. One, like, you got to limit your coffee. It's the opposite because you get the crash.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't want the crash.
You want the crash. But the other thing is you got to stay constantly moving.
Yeah.
If I'm up and moving, I am good forever. The moment I sit down, I'm like a grandpa with their shoes on.
Would you try to schedule like a music festival or something?
Crosstalk Coachella or something like that.
Right now.
They talk about your circadian rhythm and how bright lights will disrupt that and screw up your ability to go to sleep. So, like, really bright lights like these, like, if you were to have these on all the time, that'd be really difficult. So, you could do that. Adderall, obviously, is one of the things.
How about just listening to something that's so annoying that you have to be
on? Yeah.
What is that for you? Besides our show.
10 to 2. Oh.
Both of you have the same joke.
Schottenheimer's at 11:45.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Don't insult Brian Schottenheimer.
No, I know. That's why I said it wouldn't be the whole 10 to 2 that takes you out.
Some kids show, you know. Yeah. Ava right now is watching.
Ava.
Cocomelon.
Oh, gosh. Cocomelon.
Cocomelon could drive you insane.
Baby Shark on a loop.
Baby Shark on a loop.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
That could do something.
When I was trying to get back at my neighbors for their 3 a.m. raves, I just blasted Baby Shark on the speaker outside.
All right, last one here.
They moved out.
What's something everyone pretends to understand, but actually nobody does?
Politics.
Icing.
Most political issues.
Politics. This both sides. You're morons and you're wrong.
The NCAA, the teams in the NCAA tournament right before the tournament starts.
Oh, no, I think this team's going to make it. I think St. John's going to be in. Oh, no, I think Seton Hall's going to be in. Oh, I think Texas Tech's going to make it. Fine. Oh, I think Wyoming.
What did you watch this year? Oh, I was reading some stuff
the
today.
The infield fly rule.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's pretty cut and dry. There's a rule on it.
But
it's not cut and dry. It is very much just
eyeball test. Yeah, the how far, how deep the ball is.
So see, Chop does pretend to know what the rule is.
What the rule is. Yes, there is the interpretation, but only an idiot umpire interprets wrong.
What about just baseball stats like whip, on base?
Oh, most people predict. Yeah, especially
if I go out randomly on the street and I say, give me the range, give me a 100-point range of whip being good or on-base percentage or slugging percentage being good, how many could give me within a 100-point range of what that would qualify as? Good, bad, terrible. How many?
35%.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, an OBP, if that was between 1 and 100, that any number that you give is bad for the on-base percentage there. So that would be a good way to trick them is to see if they give you a number or if they just say, well, any of those numbers would be
I don't know because I don't understand.
Have you ever had dreams about just stabbing Bobby in the head?
He doesn't. He actively just thinks about it.
Sometimes he says things, and you look at him, and I can just envision you like just lunging off across the table and stabbing him.
He didn't say anything annoying right there, did he?
You just look like you were annoyed.
He has RBF with me. Mm-hmm. When he's looking at me, he's just like he knows it could go sideways, so he's just prepared for it to go sideways.
A lot of times, I'm always trying to figure out what he's saying. It's so intelligent. Explaining on base, I'd like.
Him propping up his co-host.
I'm convinced that like when I my eye mannerisms can affect my attention, and concentration,
okay,
and comprehension, all those things.
Nice.
So that's why I was doing it right there. No, we had we worked out our issue earlier today in a commercial break. I almost had to text his wife.
It doesn't mean there's not going to be one tomorrow.
He was
going to
side text my wife and be like, "What's up with him today? Yeah,
tomorrow's a different day.
What's going on? Are you okay? What's going on at home?" But then I figured it out.
You spicy. He was spicy.
Rattle, rattle. Tomorrow.
rattle.
We're going to chop it up during the expressway. We'll have another Ice Cube giveaway. Sean McDonough calling game one. He'll join us at 8 and Brett Boone from New York at 9:20. The KNC Masterpiece is next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.